How different students organize their vocabulary learning. 1.
I have a little notebook. It's an address book with the letters of the alphabet, and I write the new words in 2 or 3 times a week. I write the English word first, then the translation, and a short sentence as an example. I try to learn 10 new words a day.
2.
I have a little notebook. I always have it with me. I try to fill 1 page a day. Sometimes I put words in groups like fruit, all kinds of fruit, you know, or colors, or clothes, or things, and the shops where you buy them. I have some grammar pages where I write irregular verbs, or a page for prepositions. I think prepositions are difficult, you know. On Sunday, in the morning, listen to a concert. But you say phone someone. In my language, we say phone to someone.
3.
I stick little bits of paper all over my house. Sometimes I write what the thing is, on the mirror. I have mirror. On the door handle, I have door handle. Yeah, I know it's funny. My friends think, what's the matter with her? But I like it. And sometimes I write the words that are new from the last lesson, and I put the word on the kitchen door, and I see it every 2 minutes.
4.
I write the new words on a little piece of paper, with the English on the one side and the Turkish on the other side. I write the English word in a sentence so I know how to use it and what words it's used with. Then in my left pocket, I have the new words. Then in the day, when I'm having a break or traveling on the bus, I take out the new words. And if I remember them, they go into my right pocket. If I don't remember them, they go into my left pocket again.
5.
I'm very lazy. I don't do anything special at all, but I read a lot. I always have an English book in my bag. There are a lot of simple books, you know. Stories in easy English, they have questions at the back, and they explain some difficult words. But I just enjoy the story, and I think I learn new words, and I don't know I learn new words, but I see a word 6, maybe 7 times, and then I know it, and the stories are good.
6.
I have a picture dictionary, which is good for learning words in groups. You know, jobs, the names for all the things in a car, like steering wheel, brake. But I don't know how to pronounce the words.
7.
I have a little cassette recorder, and after the lesson, I record onto the tape the sentences that have the new words. Then, when I'm driving, I can listen to them.
8.
I like to look up words in my dictionary, especially I like to find different parts of speech for the same word. Act, actor, actress. Adjective active, adverb actively, noun action. That I think is very useful. See, use, useful, useless, a word family. And something else, I always put a mark with my pencil next to the word I look up. Then, if I look up the same word again, I think, ah, this word, I must learn it this time.
Unit 5. 15.